La'avid es Hashem b'yachad, to serve God in a common accord. Now, what does that mean? Don't we Torah Jews believe that we have 613 mitzvahs and the Gentiles have 7 overarching mitzvahs? Doesn't Torah believe in the notion of Kohanim and Levites, men and women? I mean, there are many different ways within the framework of halacha through which we serve Hashem. Some serve Hashem with greater fervor and joy. Others serve Hashem with greater discipline. I mean, the 7 branches of the menorah represent variegation within Torat Emet, the truth of Judaism. And anyway, like, what's so great about everybody serving God in the same accord? Sounds kind of boring. Everybody doing exactly the same things? Are we all going to be robots? Well, the Rambam says we know this is so because the prophet Tzfanya foretold it. In the 3rd chapter, in the 9th verse, Shanemar, as it's written, Ki Oz, when this will happen then, so then when that happens, said the Navi, Efoich al Amim, I will transform the nations. Sofa Bruda, the people will be converted, if you will, into a pure tongue or a clean language, purged of any dross or toxins. It'll be this beautiful syntax. Likroi chulam, so that everybody might call out b'shem Hashem, in the name of God. And what does that mean, to call out in the name of God? The Navi says, la'avdoi shchem echad, to serve him on a common accord. In other words, the Rambam's telling us that's what the world's going to be like. We know this because that's what God said. That's what he told Tzfanya HaNavi. He said, Oz, then, when Mashiach comes, everybody will be serving God in a common accord. What does that mean? The Rebbe once suggested that the answer to this question lies in the word lavoid. The Rambam tells us, quoting our sages, Ezehu avoda shebelev. What is the meaning of avoda when it says in the Torah, Va'avadtem es Hashem Elokeichem, you should serve the Lord your God? The Rambam maintains this means prayer. The Rambam is of the opinion that it's a mitzvah to pray every single day. And the Rebbe says, if you take a look in chapter 56 of the prophecies of Yeshayahu HaNavi, of Isaiah, there in the 7th verse, the prophet speaks about the future when Mashiach will come. I will bring them all to my holy mountain. And they will gather there together with the peoples of Israel, and everybody will rejoice in the Beis HaMikdash. And the pasuk finishes, because ki vesi beis tefila yukare lechol ha'amim, because my house will be a house of prayer for all the nations. Rabbi Yosef Karo says this refers to gam Kael HaNechor. This is also the God of the Gentile. It's everybody's God. We all have the same God. He says it doesn't mean only Jewish people. Everybody will pray together. Both Radak and Ibn Ezer clearly suggest and equate Isaiah's prophecy with Shlomo HaMelech's prophecies that are found in the first book of Kings, in which God responds to the prayers of the Gentiles that are offered up in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, when Mashiach comes, we'll all serve God in a common accord. That means all of us will prayerfully connect to God. We will all call upon God. And when we're all praying together, and when we're all using the same language, just as we, the Jewish people, do today, we use the same Siddur, the fervor, the intention, the content, and the intent of the heart may vary, but the words are the same. We will all together pray to Hashem. This is the perfected, prayerful vision of the future, and the Rambam describes that as the capstone of the era.